plate a potential nugget.
I'd love to level set a little bit. For the purpose of the listeners, why don't you tell us a little bit about Bill Campbell and possibly some of the lives that he's impacted?
Sure. Well, let me just start by talking. You know, Bill was a renowned executive coach here in Silicon Valley. He was instrumental in the success of Google, as well as Apple and several other companies, Intuit and several other companies. He passed away 3 years ago. He grew up in Pennsylvania, went to Columbia University in New York, and he played football there and was a member of their last Ivy League champion way back in the early 60s. And then he went on to become a football coach, American football, of course, coached at Boston College and was the head coach at Columbia in the late 70s. So he started his career as a professional sports coach. He wasn't super successful. The Columbia teams did not do well. So at age 39, he left coaching and started his business career. He first went to work for an ad agency, then worked for Kodak. Through that, he met a guy named John Sculley. John, of course, in 1983, came west to take over as CEO of Apple. And so when he came to Apple, he called Bill. And Bill came over to run sales and help with marketing at Apple. So that started a very successful business career that saw him rise to become an executive at Apple, then CEOs of Claris Software, Go Corporation, and eventually Intuit. And then that was the second phase of his career as business executive. And then around 2000, he stepped down as CEO of Intuit and became really a full-time coach. He was introduced to Eric Schmidt by John Doerr, who's a well-known venture capitalist here in the Valley. Eric was just taking over as CEO at Google, and John suggested that maybe Eric could use some coaching. And so Bill became Eric's coach. Bill had also become very close with Steve Jobs over the years, starting when he initially worked at Apple. And then when Steve returned to Apple in 1997, I believe it was, to become the CEO of Apple and really resurrect that company, Bill was the first board member he invited to come on board. So Bill, while he was helping Steve Jobs rebuild Apple, he was helping Eric, Larry and Sergey, Jonathan and others build Google, and went on to a remarkable career coaching many, many executives here throughout Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm. And for the purpose of listeners, do you want to share some of the prominent names just for us to get a sense of the sort of the level at which he was operating?
Sure. I mentioned Steve Jobs, of course. He worked with others at Google. At Apple, Eddie Q, Phil Schiller. Here at Google, besides Eric Schmidt, he worked with our other co-author, Jonathan Rosenberg, who ran products here at Google. Worked with Alan Eustace, our head of engineering. Worked with the founders, Larry and Sergey. Worked with our CFO, Patrick Bruchette, and then Ruth Porat. So that's just those two companies. Other people we interviewed, you know, Bill sat on the Apple board for many years. And so he worked with many other Apple board members. Al Gore, the former vice president of the US, was one of them. I'm drawing a blank on some of the other names. I know Nirav Tolia, who was the founder of Nextdoor, Dan Rosenzweig, who was the CEO of Chegg, Shelley Archambault, who was the CEO of MediaStream. He continued to work with Intuit and closely with Brad Smith, the CEO of Intuit, who recently stepped down. And then, you know, the list just goes on and on. Sheryl Sandberg, of course, I should note, who was he started to work with as a CEO as when she was an exec here at Google. And of course, mm-hmm. as she continued on at Facebook. And, you know, the list goes on.
Just picking up on a different theme, Alan, I was curious about some of the transitions that Bill made, right, from transitioning from being a college football coach to becoming a business leader to becoming a business coach to some of the largest tech companies. Give us a sense of how he sort of adapted himself along the way and what stayed the same as he transitioned across these different contexts.
Well, since I didn't know Bill at the time and he didn't really talk that much about his own history, it's hard to fill in the gaps on, you know, exactly what he was thinking or how he approached it. The consistent theme, though, was the concept of team and team as a community. If you think about when you're working on a sports team, you really want everybody to come together, put aside individual differences, play their role, play their part, and help the team win. And you really want people that care about the team winning. And I think that's true in sports, and that was his approach in business. All about coaching individuals and helping the team win. And that's what he expected out of people. So I think that's sort of the level of consistency. I do know, just from anecdotes from both his coaching days and his business days, is that he really felt it was, there's a community. When you're talking about team as community, it's not just in the workplace and people working together, but it's also, getting to know each other, getting closer as a team. So he was always very, felt it was very important for teams, to get to know each other, to work together, to socialize a little bit, and get past your, every team does their common team building stuff and the occasional offsite, but Bill would get a little deeper than that. Bill really got to know people as people. And I think that was another consistent thread throughout his career and one that he brought into his coaching work here at Google and other places.
I was recently reading the book Late Bloomers by Rich Kalgard, where he says that we live in a world that celebrates precocity. With lists such as 40 under 40, 30 under 30, and so on, there's a lot of celebration of early success, but not enough commentary around late bloomers. To me, Bill Campbell seems like a great case study of a late bloomer. One of my guests at the podcast, Linda Grattan of London Business School, I'll be publishing our conversation in the next few weeks, speaks about the notion of 100-year life and says that we need to be thinking about pacing ourselves very differently. I see several people in their 40s and 50s often burnt out and checked out. While they might have ticked the financial milestones for themselves, they still have a big chunk of life to lead and make a difference. So to note that Bill Campbell moved from the world of sport to the world of business at 39, and from being a business executive to coaching at the age of 60 is a reassuring thought that we could find a new canvas where we could make a difference. And our best days might just be ahead of us. Thank you for listening. For more, you could visit the recently revamped website, playtopotential.com. For bite-sized content by theme, please visit the curated playlist section at the website. If you're deriving value in the content and wish to show your gratitude, I would request you to pay it forward by contributing to Antarang Foundation by visiting the Pay It Forward section on the website playtopotential.com. Your contributions will help thousands of young Indians who come from challenging backgrounds play to their potential. Thank you.